This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I was thinking on the scripture that says, "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And I thank God that we have the peace of God because we keep His commandments. We are taught His law. We're taught His judgment, and we're taught by the Shepherd of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. We've just celebrated our sister Curly going back to God. She's in the bosom of Abraham right now. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk today about how we worship and who we really worship. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing this number, Firstborn. Choir.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso He goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. With the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
Commandments are lies.
among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth.
Ooh. Yeah, beautiful. Thank God our brother Richard really sang the song. Because it is about the firstborn. Those that have been born of God's Spirit, not by the will of man, not by the will of the flesh, but of God. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcement?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. The Lord says you are lively stones. Yes. Truly, our Deacon Debbie is lively. And I hope, I hope that all that hear this broadcast, you're enjoying the word. Because truly that's what we're bringing, the word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You won't be able to understand or see that keeping God's commandments is wisdom, and it gives you understanding unless you attempt to do it. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Isn't that beautiful? Now let's go to St. John 4 and 24. As I remember our late pastor, Philip would always say, what can I bring that would open the ear that ones might have understanding? And this has been the plight for all that God have sent from day one. And what we are up against is people that are in gross darkness. The light shineth in the darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. But that is not our call to say, maybe like unto Jonah, I know they're not going to receive it. Only God knows the heart. So we just sow the seed. God give the increase. Maybe you are understanding what I'm bringing, and maybe you enjoy what I'm bringing. Maybe you understand that it is God's word. Drop us a line. Let us know we have an ear and we hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. As I say, our sister Curly, she read for us many years here on broadcast. And she has passed on. She's in the bosom of God now. And that's what we strive to do. As the Lord said, you strive, because the question was asked, are there few that be saved? And it is so true today. As the Lord said, Broadway is crowded. Many go in thereat, but straight is the gate that lead to life, and few there be that find it. And I'm not caught up in just a number. I'm caught up in the performance of the few. These are those that keep God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 4 and 24, Deacon Freddie, what does it say?
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in
truth. So this is a must. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him, not the way you feel like it. You must worship him in spirit, and it's got to be in truth. Truth is the Lord created the heaven and earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he hallowed it, blessed it, rested. And that's what we do today. Truth is, it's in God's word. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. So many say, well, the first day of the week, Sunday, is the Lord's Day. That is not true. That is not truth. Truth is in the Word. And the Word is said the seventh day. It don't name that day except for it being the Sabbath. That's what the Lord called that day. Every other day, he gave man the privilege to name the days, including the Sabbath. Man called it here in the United States Saturday. But it's the Sabbath of the Lord. That's the truth. And I understand ones may say, well, we choose to recognize the day that he rose. That's beautiful. But the day he rose was not on the first day of the week. You choose to believe that, but according to the truth, according to the scripture, he was cut off in the midst of the week. And according to prophecy, if you're talking about the Jesus that we honor and love and worship, he was in the heart of the earth after being crucified 3 days and three nights. And you cannot get 3 days in the heart of the earth and three nights from the time he was crucified. If he was crucified on Good Friday, is what you so-called Christians believe. Truth of the matter is, God didn't call his saints Christians through one another. Through all of his people, from Genesis, Revelations, we are referred to as saints. But I'm not ashamed to be called a Christian. But those that called us Christians were those that did not believe in Christ. They were opposition. They begin to call us little followers of Christ, Christians. In all of the epistles that Paul, James, John, they wrote, Luke, they didn't refer to each other as greetings to the Christians. It was greetings to the saints. Isn't that beautiful? That's the truth. So I worship the Lord. We worship the Lord here, 425 Laconia Boulevard, in the spirit and in truth. And if you are not with God's word, you're not in the spirit. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm. And they that worship him must worship him. Yes.
Must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that means you must remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You must not have any gods before God. And on down to you must not covet. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Exodus 3 and 14. It's all about how we worship and who we worship. So many are worshiping the Lord, but they worship, they know not what. They don't really know who the Lord is. But that's why he sent his anointed to bring the good news.
Yes.
Who God is.
Thank God.
Exodus 3 and 14. What does it say?
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
As the model preacher, what everyone that comes should model themselves like unto. Even the Lord himself came like unto Moses. And when the Lord took on flesh, he said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. So that's the model we follow. So I want to be like the Lord. You're going to be like Moses. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If the Lord can be like Moses, who are you to try to jump over Moses and say, I'm going to be like the Lord? That's who the Lord was like. Moses. God said unto Moses, what?
Yes. He said unto Moses, I am that I am.
I am that I am. In other words, I'm God.
Right.
I am that I am. What?
And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
I am have sent me unto you. What?
And God said, moreover unto
moreover
unto Moses.
What?
Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel.
Now let's say this to the children. First of all, the truth is God is only talking to his people. And his people are Israel. But now remember, in the spirit.
Yes.
We're worshiping in the spirit. Yes. I'm not talking about Israelis. Because if they're not keeping God's commandments, they are Israelis, and they are God's people, but not of the Spirit. What?
The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Now, wait a minute. Every so-called Christian. You say, well, my father was a Baptist. God didn't go to your father Baptist. He went back to Father Abraham. Now, that's my father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And any one that came after them that weren't like or of the seed of Abraham, they're not my father, even my natural father.
Right.
He's not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if he didn't keep God's commandments. That's what we're talking about, the seed of Abraham. Those that followed like unto Abraham had the mind of Abraham. That's our God. God of Abraham.
Mm-hmm. The God of Isaac.
God of Isaac. What?
And the God of Jacob.
Wait a minute. He didn't say the God of Ishmael. He didn't say the God of Esau. But Isaac, the promise was made, and Jacob. Mm-hmm. What?
Hath sent me unto you.
God said, I've sent you to them. What?
This is my name forever.
Now listen. So you say, oh, Jesus. This is the Lord talking, because the Lord is God. He is Jesus. He said, this is my name forever. What?
Yes. And this is my memorial.
What?
Unto all generations.
I believe that covers us. We're in there. Unto all generations. So we don't get drunk over here and say, well, it's all about Christians. No, it's about Israel and serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus.
Right.
He didn't tell them that was his name at that time, but we know his name is Jesus.
Right. Yes.
What?
Go and gather the elders.
So we're gathering all the old heads.
Beautiful.
Those at 120. If you get a few 130, fine.
All right.
Let them know it's not about African Episcopal. That's not of our fathers. It's go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's follow that God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his name forever until all generations.
Yes.
Go gather the elders. What?
Uh-huh. Of Israel together.
What?
And say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
What?
Appeared unto me.
What?
Saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
So if you want God to recognize your dilemma, how to get saved, to bring you out of the bondage of the devil,
right,
you've got to know who you're serving. You got to go back to Moses. You got to pick up what Moses was told by God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians
right.
4 and 3. So many don't have this knowledge, and they worship, they know not what. Because they don't know the Lord, and that's why he sent his anointed. That you might know him. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 4 and 3, what does it say?
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
So don't come emailing or trying to text it. What kind of gospel you got? You what? I haven't heard you mention the Lord's name yet. I did mention his name, Jesus.
Go ahead.
But he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe he told the scribes and Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am.
All right.
He said, tell him I am have sent you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's only talking in the flesh now. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. They got offended. Don't get offended because I'm trying to let you know. The church world is in error. I heard a program yesterday, and I understand not getting involved with politics, but it's just information everybody should know. They're tearing down a lot of statues that is erected, have been erected in the South by the Confederate. Or is that right? Confederate, that's the one that was for slavery. Because that's nothing to celebrate. It's a bad time in history. It's all right to have it in history, but to have statues honoring flags, do away with that stuff because it ain't of God. It ain't of, not God, God. It's not of the true meaning of the United States.
Right.
That's not what we really stand for. It don't represent freedom.
No,
it represents slavery.
Yes.
So why do you want to honor these people who had, they were slave owners?
Yes.
But now you cannot delete them from history. Yes, it's to be taught in history. But why have flags and monuments celebrating them as if they were some great people? They were great to those who enjoyed slavery. So they're getting ready to tear these things down. That's what we need to do in the so-called Christian world. Tear down all these myths and lies and speak the truth. Celebrate who God really is and not this false image. As he said, many will come in my name. What he's talking about, bringing you doctrine saying it's of God, and it's not. This is who Jesus. Jesus is not about first day of the week. Jesus didn't say honor the day he rose, even though he didn't rise on the first day of the week. He was cut off in the midst of the week. He rose sometime after the Sabbath, after 12 hours in that day. He yet didn't say celebrate that. We don't have time for that. We're honoring the Sabbath. He honored the Sabbath and waited till the end of the Sabbath before he rose. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Wait a minute. This devil hath blinded the minds of who Jesus really is. Who God really is. What?
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God.
Who is the image of God.
The image of God should shine unto them.
That's what this devil is doing. That is God. This world blinds you. Mm-hmm. Lest you should believe the image that God is trying to bring you according to truth.
Yes.
Who he really is.
Yes.
That beautiful read.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For we preach not ourselves.
So this is not about Pastor Boyd's vision of himself. This is a vision of God. It's a vision in Scripture. It's a vision about the Lord. We preach not ourselves. What?
But Christ Jesus, the Lord.
That's why I'm preaching Christ.
Yes.
Well, I ain't heard you say anything about the blood or the cross yet. You know that by heart. I knew that before I got saved.
Right.
It's not about finding out about that. You need that to get to God.
Yes.
But it's about what you're going to do if you accept what he's done.
Right.
Now let's learn about him. How we serve him,
yes.
Please him.
Yes.
Read.
And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake. Read the first verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry.
We have a ministry, those that are sent by God to let you know who God really is, how to worship God.
Yes.
What pleases God, as the Lord said, I do always those things that please him. That's what this ministry is about.
Yes.
To bring you knowledge about the Son, because the knowledge these people bring you is nothing but about the cross and the blood. We know his blood was spilled. He was a lamb. He died for us, the sins of the world.
Yeah.
Now what are we going to do?
That's right.
But he didn't send him out to tell you that only.
Mm-hmm.
Even himself, he preached what pleases God.
Yes.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, what?
As we have received mercy, we faint
so
not.
We tired not of bringing you what God requires. Ephesians 4 and 11. Isn't that beautiful? So we gotta go tell the world, and the comforter has come. What the Lord have done, whatever that song is. Tell it on the mountain. And everyone talking, they ain't nowhere near it. They in the dust of the earth themselves. They ain't on the mountain. They even on the earth. They in the dust of the earth. They're still dead. They don't know God. Ephesians 4 and 11, what?
And he gave some apostles.
What?
And some prophets. And some evangelists.
He gave these gifts unto men, what?
And some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now wait a minute. That's the truth, how we worship God. That ministry is given to perfect God's people, not to teach him how he died for our sins. All the religions heard about the Lord dying for our sins. They don't believe it because they're in their own religion.
Right.
What is there to teach about that? And what else is there to teach? Except I'll let you know what the blood really stands for and what that true cross really is.
Yes.
But we were sent to perfect. Mm-hmm. What?
For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry.
That's the work of the ministry.
Yes.
Not to tell you there was a man came and died for us in his name, Jesus. Accept him in your heart. How are you going to accept him in your heart without accepting his word?
Right.
If you don't accept the word in your heart to do it, you haven't accepted him in your heart. What? Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
We are sent to edify. That's what I attempt to do right now. All that hear my voice. I'm trying to edify your hearing.
Yes.
Your understanding. What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come into the unity. Then we can say, brother, sister. But if I don't know you, how can I call you brother, sister? Now I can accept your testimony, but my inclination is to give you knowledge and apt to teach you more knowledge about what I know. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes, yes. And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So I don't have a problem. You say, oh, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord too. That's beautiful. You love the Lord. Well, tell me, how do you love him? Because I have a little knowledge, and I'm apt to teach, and I'm also apt to receive knowledge. If you got to share with me what the Lord has given you, I'm going to share what he has given me, because what he's given me, I find, ain't many worthy to be called brother and sister. But now, maybe you, everyone you see is a brother and sister, even the little children. They're brothers and sisters. I don't see it that way. Read.
Unto a perfect man.
There it is again, a perfect man. Now, that's the truth. That's what we're sent to do. So why do ones get so out of joint and upset when I say God's people that live for him are perfect? Right. We strive for perfection. And the first thing you come out your mouth, ain't nobody live perfect. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. For the perfecting of the saints, what?
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So it's all about bringing knowledge about God's Son. Mm-hmm. That might be you, I, whoever the Son is. It's knowledge of how the Son should be. What? Read.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect man. What?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of
Christ. Oh, wait a minute. So we have to have a fullness of Christ. Wait, nobody, yeah, I'm not Jesus. You're not, but you should have the fullness if you have his word. Beautiful. If you're in spirit, you have his fullness. You can't have no more than that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And you get fuller as you get more and more knowledge and you begin to apply it. Read.
That we henceforth be no more children.
What?
Tossed to and fro.
No more children tossed to and fro with what?
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine. Now we are, now well, you know, we're not Baptists, but we're Methodists. You see, we got a method to us now. We ain't Baptists. We believe in baptism. Now we're not Presbyterian, but we're Lutheran. Both of them got an N on the end of it. Lutheran, Presbyterian, we all in the same, you know, we're there. No, it's not like that. You know, Methodist, but Baptist, we all got an ist on the end of it. Go ahead.
By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness.
What?
Whereby they lie in wait to destroy.
But
to
what?
Deceive.
What?
But speaking the truth in love.
I'm speaking the truth in love.
Yes.
I don't have a problem saying brother or sister. You tell me you live for God, you say, I'm brother so-and-so. I'm brother Bobo. I ain't got no problem saying, hi, brother Bobo. What do you know? Tell me what you know, because I'm just a sponge for knowledge. Tell me something. Tell me what the Lord has showed you. Well, you see, he's died for our sins. I know that one. Let me tell you what else also I know. Sunday is a lie, as being the day of rest. Moreover, what I know, it's a sign between me and thee, the Sabbath is.
Yes.
I want to share that. Yeah. Speaking the truth in love may what?
May grow up into him in all things.
All things. Grow up into him. No, we know how to handle every situation.
Right.
All things. That means when we have disputes in the church, we don't go grab Jacoby and Myers.
Right.
Or what's that one? We'll fight for you.
Oh, Larry Parker.
We'll go get, I want Parker. You're going to bring in Parker in the church fighting for you. Where's your pastor? Moses brought judgment from morning till night to judge the people. Now, I got money in this one. I'm going for Larry. Because even Lasorda said I'll fight for you. Larry, Lasorda on the team too. Let's go to St. John 4, 22. Let's read that again. Oh, Tommy Lasorda, he on the team. He'll fight for you. He must have fought for Larry to do that commercial. Because Tommy. Tommy did the commercial. All right, come on. 422, what does it say?
Ye worship, ye know not what?
What?
We know what we worship.
Now we know. You're just bragging. You don't say it about the Lord.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
We know what we worship. What?
For salvation is of the Jews.
Let's go to Romans 2. Let's find the truth about what he's talking about.
Yes.
So, wait a minute. What you talking about? We Christian. No, salvation is of the Jew.
Right.
And if you are a true Christian, a true follower of Christ, you are a Jew. Right. Romans 2 and 29 says what?
Yes. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly.
Now, this is one inwardly. What?
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Circumcision of that of the heart. In other words, the word have cut away all sin out of our life. What?
In the spirit and not in the
letter. Well, there it is again. In the spirit. In other words, our spirit have been circumcised, cleaned up. Mm-hmm. What?
Whose praises is not of men.
What?
But of God.
Isn't that beautiful? It's of God, not of men. 28 verse, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. For he is not a Jew, which is one outward.
So don't come telling me about, well, these are the natural Jews. There's a whole lot of people get circumcised. Mm-hmm. That don't make you a Jew because you got a natural circumcision. What?
Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh.
In the flesh. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Again, what?
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly.
Let's say it again. He's a Jew. Mm-hmm. That is one inwardly. Mm-hmm. What?
And circumcision is that of the heart.
Circumcision of the heart. That means your mind. Yes. Not that muscle pumping in your chest.
Right.
The heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. What?
In the spirit and not in the letter.
Not in the letter. What?
Whose praise is not of men.
What?
But of God.
That beautiful St. John. Let's read 4 and 23 now.
Yes.
That beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the
knowledge is a wonderful thing. If it is more and it's powerful if you apply it.
Mm-hmm.
23.
But the hour cometh.
Hour cometh.
And now is.
What?
When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in
truth. So wait a minute. That's now. Now is. That was back then, even right now. In other words, whenever ones have a mind to obey God, now is when the true worshipers worship the God, the Father in spirit and in truth.